For more information on Ancient Dragon Zen Gate and Taigen's teachings, please visit our website at www.ancientdragon.org. Our teachings are offered to the community through the generosity of our supporters. To make a donation online, please click on the link for Just Give on our website.
Saturday, and in
Chinese charm, which developed into Japanese Zen, and what we do. These dialogues, these stories, these encounter dialogues, one way to talk about them, are kind of colloquial expressions of the main sutras or teachings. So part of what Chan was a kind of postgraduate movement in Chinese Buddhism where, you know, which already had these great schools of Mahayana Buddhism that were really developed in terms of Chinese culture. But Chan was about bringing out of theory into kind of a colloquial style, or maybe we could say influenced by Taoism, kind of natural poetic style. And the koans come out of that, an expression of that, and we can see that very clearly with a lot of the stories of Mazen and the stories I'm going to talk about particularly tonight. So, the collections of the recorded sayings of these teachers, you know, have story after story after story, and then they were collected in the koan collections. Two of the famous stories about Mazen reflect, though, this, the way these are taken directly from the traditional teaching. So, first one, this happens to be case 3 in the Roman Khan, the Gateless Barrier Khan collection. Very simple. Mazen used to teach his students that this very mind is Buddha. So, and that case has one of his great students, Dharma, whose name means great plum, asking, what is Buddha? Which is kind of the basic question. You know, there are various versions of this question. In these stories, like, what was the point of Bodhidharma coming from the West? Or, what is your face before your parents were born? Or, what was your fundamental face before the Big Bang? Or, you know, various versions of it. But really, they all come down to, what's Buddha? What is the awakening world?
And Mossy said, this very mind itself is Buddha. So we've just been sitting and, you know, maybe the mind that you experienced as you were sitting was sleepy and groggy, or maybe there were lots of thoughts wandering around, and maybe it was very distracted. And maybe there was this just, maybe somewhere in the middle of that, there was just this kind of open awareness. Or maybe that was there and you didn't even notice it. Anyway, Mazda says this very mind itself is Buddha. Point is that we can relate that to lots of traditional sutras and teachings, the Yogacara movement in Indian Buddhism, that talked about mind as reality and the aspects of mind and the qualities of mind and mind including ordinary discriminating consciousness, but the deeper qualities of mind, which includes experiences from all of the different aspects of karma, from, we could say, past lives, however you want to understand that, all of the tendencies, everything that we've experienced in all of the habits we have and so forth, and how we can become conscious of that, and that can become luminous and aware and helpful in the world. This very mind is Buddha. Or we can relate that to Tathagatagarbha teaching, Buddha nature teaching. Very, very important in Chinese Buddhism and in Zen, this very mind is Buddha. It means, in some sense, all things. This very mind includes everything that you can imagine, and everything that can imagine you, and all phenomena, so self and object are not separate. So this frame of mind includes all of the phenomenal universe. This frame of mind is Buddha. So the Buddha, the idea of Buddha nature kind of evolved in China pretty early on, before Zen, before Chan, too. This sense of reality itself is awakening. Anyway, Mazda said this frame of mind is Buddha, and I'm giving a kind of commentary on that, which is very much non-Zen. This very mind is Buddha. A Zen commentary would be more like, but, just this very mind is Buddha. And we can relate it back to, philosophy of mind and so forth. This very mind is Buddha. And then there's another story that what is Buddha? And Mazda said, not mind, not Buddha. And in the this case 33, in the Roman Time, woman said about that, if you can see this, you are a graduate of Zen. Teacher, his joy goes and the reporter says that he had a great awakening and he went to live on Dabbing Mountain. That's how he got his name. And often these teachers are named after the mountain. So, later on, Mazu heard that the horse master heard that this monk Dame was residing on that mountain. And he sent one of his monks to go there and ask him, what did the master, the horse master, what did Dame obtain when he saw Mazu so that he has come to live on this mountain? And so he calls him here Fachan, which was Dame's name before. Said, oh, Mazu told me that mind is Buddha, so I came to live here. And those other versions say, oh, he just lived on this mountain, eating wild berries and so forth, and lived very happily just on the mountain. The monk said, Mazu's teaching has changed recently. And Dame said, well, what's the difference? And the monk said, nowadays, he says, not mine, not Buddha. And Dame said, that old man still hasn't stopped confusing people. You can have no mind, no Buddha. I only care about this very mind is good. And so the monk returned to the horse master and reported what had happened. And the horse master said about Dame's name means great plum. Ah, the plum is ripe. So he approved him. So, you know, maybe you could take either side. But, you know, I kind of like this very mind is Buddha myself. But whatever helps. So we have these two stories from Mazu. This very mind is Buddha, no mind, no Buddha. And again, there are many implications of each side. And we can talk about, you know, the philosophy of each statement. This very mind is Buddha. Everywhere is Buddha. Everything that this mind can conceive of is Buddha. Or no mind, no Buddha. What do you mean, Buddha? What's Buddha? What's mind? It's just your fantasy. No more, no Buddha. nothing. Really nothing. Dogen has a comment about this. He says, mind itself is Buddha. Practice is difficult. Expounding it is easy. No mind, no Buddha. Expounding is very difficult, but practicing it is easy. I'll say it again. So the Dogen's comment, mind itself is Buddha. Practice is difficult, expounding is easy. No mind, no Buddha. Expounding is difficult, practicing is easy. So, somehow we have these two stories from Lhasa. Maybe either one of them by itself is incomplete. This is another commentary on these two sides from Lhasa himself. And, you know, maybe you could say this commentary is one-sided. But a monk asks Lhasa the Gatehead question of sister, why does Venerable Master say that mind is Buddha? Master said, to stop small children from crying. The monk asked, what do you say when they stop crying? And the Western sister said, it's neither mine nor Buddha. Then the monk asked, when you have someone who does not belong to either of these two, how do you instruct them? And then the ancestor said, I tell them it's not a thing. Okay, so how about when you suddenly meet someone who's there? Yes, the horse master said, I teach them to directly realize the great way. Interesting. So, it's not a thing. And if you say no mind, no Buddha, that also could become a thing. It's not a thing. Not something we can grab a hold of, whether it's this very mind or no mind. Don't get a hold of that either. Just directly realize the great way. There's always wonderful stories. I want to tell a story about Marza and Shita, but time to tell some others. So I will. There's lots of these short little stories in my guest. How should one be in harmony with the way? And the horse master replied, I'm already not in harmony with the way. And then someone asked, what is the meaning of the book of Bodhidharma coming from the West? And the ancestor hit him and said, if I don't hit you people, everyone will laugh at me. Without using the four phrases and the 100 negations, may the Venerable directly point out to me the meaning of Bodhidharma's coming from the West. So the four negations and the four phrases and the 100 negations refer to the Gajra, the great thinker of emptiness in India. The four phrases are, it is not, it both is and isn't, it neither is nor isn't. There is a whole system of 100 negations. So this is so, the Gajra is the great master of emptiness teaching. So this talk is, obviously studied a little. And he's asking the horse master, point out the meaning of Bodhidharma's coming from the West without any of that stuff. And the horse master said, today I don't feel like doing that. You can go ask Chidzong. He's one of his senior monks. So the monk went to Chidzong and asked the same question. And Chidzong said, why don't you ask the Venerable Horse Master? The monk replied, he sent me here to ask you, in reverence. Chidzong rubbed his head in his hand and said, I'm having a headache today. You can go ask my elder Dharma brother, Bhajan Maya, famous monk. The one who had the story about the foxes again. So the monk went to Maya and asked the same question. And he said, I don't know anything about it. Later the monk told the horse master what had happened, and he just commented, Chidzong's head is white, Rihai's head is black. So So there's all these wonderful stories and strange stories about the worst master. But there's also, there's actually quite a few stories about him, and I'm gonna stop soon and we can have some comments or discussion or questions. I was going to say there's lots of stories about him and Chateau, who I started out talking about, but there's also bunches of stories about him and Lyman Pan, who's a great layman who studied in both Mazel and Chateau. So let me find a story about Lyman Pan to tell you about before we talk about Chateau.
Of
and Finn was left speechless. He returned to Mazu and reported what had happened. Mazu said, go back to see him again. When he says, heavens, heavens, make a deep sigh twice. Yinfeng went back to Shido and asked the same question as before. What is the meaning? Shido made a deep sigh twice. Yinfeng was again less speechless. He returned to Mazu and related what had happened, and Mazu said, I told you that Shido's path is slippery. So anyway, there's all these stories of students going back and forth between them and all this stuff that happened. So, anyway, these old stories are just kind of the family lore, of the Zen way. The tea and cookies of our tradition. But, this thing about this very mind is Buddha. No mind, no Buddha. There's a lot there. So, maybe that's enough for me to say. Comments, questions. Responses, anyone? Yes, well, you know this, you say, that's related to this. So that story comes out of this story. So I'll tell that story because it's related. So that was the story from Nanchuan, who was a student of Mazu. So it definitely comes directly out of this. And in some ways, that's the response to the story of what of this mind is Buddha, no mind, no Buddha. And that's, so Nanchuan was one of, Mazu supposedly had 139 enlightened disciples, including great teachers like Baijia, Waijia, Waihai, known in Japanese, Hyakujo, who's in that story about his head is black, his head is white. He was the one who had many stories about Baijia, Waihai. He had, he's the one who said a day of no work is a day of no food, and he's the one who had a story with the fox. But Nanchuan is also one of the important disciples of Mazu, horse ancestry. And he had a really great student named Zhao Zhao, who I talked about in the Latin session in December. And so Nan Chuan grew up on these stories about Mazu talking about mind. And I think Mazu actually talked about ordinary mind at one point. So that story comes out of these stories. So good question. So that story, which in some ways is the basic story for me of Zen. Zhao Zhou was then a student, and he became one of the great masters. But he asked Nan Chuan, what is the way? Kind of like Dharma's question, what is Buddha? What is the way? What is the Tao? And Nan Chuan said, ordinary mind is the way. Or everyday mind is the way. And, you know, there are many parts of the story that are really kind of deep and elemental. Ordinary mind, everyday mind. What is that? Is that it's not the mind that's caught up in greed, hate, and delusion exactly, conditioning, but it's maybe not separate from that either. Anyway, ordinary mind is the way. And Zhao just says, well, how do I get that? How do I approach that? And Nan Chuan says, the more you try and approach it, the further away you get. Really important lesson there. That's a very important story, and it comes right out of the stories from about Mazu.